We've been looking at keeping oneself unspotted from the world, and I think we all would realize that the ability to do that is not going to be in ourselves. And so the last session today is going to be on overcoming. And, Brother Tim is going to sort of walk us through this topic so that when we leave here, not only do we take all the things that we've had for the last four sessions, but we now have something for which we can be confident and encouraged that we can indeed make the changes and adjustments that we've talked about earlier this week.
Maybe by way of introduction, just to mention, I don't think we've mentioned this earlier this week, but there are basically three worldviews. There's Marxism, which is communism, and New Age movement, and humanism. Those are the three basic worldviews that are out there. And as believers, those three worldviews are diametrically opposed to the Christian worldview, what we should be looking at and what we have been looking at this week and what we should be. And those worldviews are, those three worldviews that I mentioned, are all about me and promoting me, particularly New Age. And New Age has crept in so many different ways, and even into Christianity. But the whole object of all those three worldviews are to take our eyes off the Lord Jesus. And the thing that we've been exercised about this week, the thing that we've been looking at in Scripture, is how that we might be unspotted from this world. And I would like to start this afternoon by saying that our ability to overcome this world and the things of this world can only be as we are in the reality, in the good, or the reality of what He has already accomplished. And so with that, I'd like for us to turn to one verse to begin with. We're going to springboard out of this verse, looking at the position that He has triumphed. He has overcome. John chapter 16 and verse 33. John chapter 16, verse 33 to begin with. And then we want to go to 1 John. We're going to look at the position in which He has brought us into and what He has accomplished. And then we want to look in 1 John and the challenge that's there for us and how we're able to overcome. So John's Gospel, chapter 16 and verse 33, if somebody would like to read that for us. John 16, 33.
These things have I spoken to you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye have tribulation, but be of good courage. I have overcome the world.
Very good. Now, in this section, I think it's significant that the Lord Jesus, in these chapters, from chapter 13, 14, 15, and 16, He has taken His own, and they went into that upper room. And 13 and 14 particularly are in the upper room. At the end of 14, they seem to be moving out of the upper room into the garden, but still, He's with His own. And He is trying from the very beginning, He's bringing them in to this wonderful relationship with Himself, which is going to be elaborated on and built on in the epistles. And but the real point that we want to get is that in this world, we're going to have tribulation. He has said that in these chapters. In this world, we're going to have opposition. We're going to have those that oppose us, those that oppose us when we stand for Christ. The challenge for us then is, where do we find that peace? And the peace that He provides is not as the world gives peace, do I give to you. But He says that the peace that He provides for us is something that we now know is based upon the finished work of the cross. But I think it's significant that He says here in this verse that in the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Don't walk around with long faces and think that we're defeated, because we're not. We are on the side of victory. He overcame the world. And because He overcame the world, He says, be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. That's the victory side, and that's the position side. Now there's the practice side, and for that we want to go, maybe more could be said about John 16, but there's a lot of practical things that we want to get to. But I just want to begin with our position. Our position is based on the fact of his performance, not ours. Our position as overcomers is based on the fact that he has overcome. So now 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. And if somebody could read verse 4 and 5 there. Whoever gets it, somebody besides Alex, since he already had a chance to read. Okay. We'll spread the wealth here. There you go. Yes, please.
For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is the one who overcomes the world, but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?
Very good. Look at that verse. Now I'm going to ask a question, and I'm going to wait for an answer. Look at that verse, and what is the key to overcoming? Now, we know that the ability to overcome is based on his position, what he has accomplished, not what we've accomplished. But what is the key for us?
Wouldn't it be the last clause, he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God?
Okay, good. Alex, go ahead.
Well, I was thinking that that would be the reason. Well, you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, therefore you are begotten of God, and that is how you get the victory.